This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A New York abortionist says there is no such thing as post-birth abortion. But there is such a thing as an abortionist unwilling to admit to a client that their abortion failed. An op-ed at lifenews.com offers details on what happens when law offers no consequence to doctors in this situation who abandon common sense duty after an abortion. So call it anything, but abortion-related infanticide happens. Joe Krall, editor of Bioethics and Law and Culture, offers a concise explanation of why justice demands care and not infanticide for babies who miss their medical appointment with death. No amount of empty rhetoric from abortion providers should persuade anyone otherwise. Joe Biden is in the 2020 race for the presidency. He joins a crowded Democrat field, all pledging loyalty to abortion without limits. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. A conservative pro-life group placed Google ads that named politicians supporting infanticide after failed abortions. An actor playing a pro-choice woman asks,
"Democrat senators like Gary Peters oppose medical care for babies? I'm pro-choice, but why does that mean I have to oppose medical care for a baby?"
Google rejected the ads and says it will not offer any explanation. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.